everybody in New York is going crazy. You don't only have a packed garden without an empty seat in the building to look forward to. You got these damn watch parties all over the place. Central Park, Bryant Park, outside of Madison Square Garden. And you got all of that available to you. And it gets canceled by Madison Square Garden specifically because Donald Trump is showing up. Why can't you stay home? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM. Mad Dog Sports Radio, number to call up as always is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Lots of stuff to get into, but there's only one thing that matters, and that's Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Tonight, live from Madison Square Garden, in the Mecca, in Gotham City, in New York City. The New York Knicks up 2-0 in this series against the San Antonio Spurs. They got an opportunity tonight to put the San Antonio Spurs in a 3-0 hole and ultimately get to a point where they close them down. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. I'll get to the callers in a little while. Somehow in the second break or whatever, it will include my nephew Josh and his knucklehead itself because obviously he's living and dying with the New York Knicks right now. I got something very, very serious on my mind because I am not happy. I'm ecstatic that the New York Knicks are in the NBA Finals. I'm ecstatic that they won games 1 and 2 on the road in San Antonio. I'm ecstatic that they're in a position to ultimately capture an NBA championship by making sure the series does not go back to San Antonio, simply needing to win games 3 and 4 on their home turf. I'm excited about all of it. Let me tell you what I'm not excited about. I'm not excited about the President of the United States, Donald Trump, coming to the game tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a sports channel. It's not politics. And I'm not about to get into politics, and I'm not accepting any calls from anybody talking about politics. This ain't about politics. This is about an individual engaging in a level of narcissism that just really rakes my freaking nerves. He's got no business here tonight. He's got no business here tonight. And it has nothing to do with politics. Zero. It has everything to do with the fervor and the momentum that exists surrounding the New York Knicks and how he is single-handedly disrupting everything that the New York Knicks have been vibing with and has been feeding off of. The San Antonio Spurs are a young team. Despite the greatness of Victor Wembanyama and Stephon Castle, and Devin Vassell, and Dylan Harper, and these young thoroughbreds that the San Antonio Spurs have at their disposal, clearly in a position to win a title for years to come. We've seen, based on the evidence provided in games 1 and 2, that their youth actually works against them. Somehow, some way, it helps to have been here before. Somehow, some way, it helps because every mistake is magnified exponentially because, you know what? It's the NBA Finals. And when you consider the fact that there's a turnover by Victor Wembanyama with 11 seconds left and he throws it and hits the ball in the back of Stephon Castle that ultimately gets picked off by Jalen Brunson, who grabs it and gets fouled by Wembanyama. And as a result of getting fouled by Victor Wembanyama, hits 1 or 2 free throws, gives the New York Knicks a 1-point lead, which ultimately is the final score because Victor Wembanyama can't convert a 17-foot jump shot from the right wing. Foul line extended. And the New York Knicks walk away with a 105-104 victory in game 2, setting the stage for tonight. Everybody in New York is going crazy. You don't only have a packed garden without an empty seat in the building to look forward to. You got these damn watch parties all over the place. Central Park, Bryant Park, outside of Madison Square Garden, where you see that imagery reminiscent of what we witnessed in Canada with the Toronto Raptors. And you got all of that available to you. And it gets canceled by Madison Square Garden specifically because Donald Trump is showing up. Why can't you stay home? There is no sitting president in United States history that has attended an NBA Finals game. Not one. Why? Because of congestion. Because of security issues. Because of traffic. And if that existed before, could you imagine what exists in New York City, Midtown Manhattan? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because it's selfish. It's selfish. No way around this. And you got people all over the place with these conservatives. I mean, if this dude passes gas, they call it perfume. He spit in your face. They say it's raining. No heart, no spine whatsoever. It's like kissing his ass is a requirement. And the part where you do get a little bit political is when you sit there and you think about one member of his administration after another, after another, after another. They could be getting him a damn cup of coffee. I just want to take a moment to say what a great president he is, what great leadership we have, how marvelous and wonderful he is. It's nauseating. But that's okay when you're dealing with politics. When you literally are raining on a parade of New York City and you ingratiate yourself into this to a point where thousands upon thousands of people were scheduled to be outside of Madison Square Garden who can't afford to get in there, by the way, who can't get a ticket inside, by the way. And you sit around and you push them away from Madison Square Garden just because you want to arrive. I thought Donald Trump was a New Yorker. I thought he cared about New Yorkers. I thought he was supposed to be one of us when it came to the Knicks, because he is a legitimate Knicks fan, by the way. He ain't lying about that. He's always been a Knicks fan, which makes it even more inexcusable what he's doing. You got Mar-a-Lago, you got the White House, you got, what is it, Bestminster or Westminster in New Jersey, whatever the hell it is. You don't have to be in New York City. You don't have to have Secret Service and the NYPD and everybody else preoccupied with making sure you're secure and insulated at the expense of New York Knicks fans all over the city that have waited for this all their lives. Who knows that better than Donald Trump? Last time the New York Knicks won the title was in 1973. Donald Trump, a Queens native, a businessman in New York City at the time, was 26 years old when Walt Clyde Frazier put on a show in that game seven. He was 26 years old when the New York Knicks last won the title in May of 1973. He was 23 years old when Willis Reed came out of that damn tunnel for game seven against the Los Angeles Lakers. He was 23 when Jerry West got sent home. He wasn't some damn toddler. He knows. What the hell are you doing? Why is the president of the United States knowing how much traffic will be affected, knowing the inconvenience he would cause, would do this? It is selfish. No way around it. And let me tell you something. People that listen to him, you know what they'll tell you, right? They're going to tell you that, you know what? Donald Trump's attitude is probably, hey, man, they didn't vote for me. What do I care? I'm not running for re-election. What do I care? He's going to use excuses like that because we know how petty he can be. But let me throw y'all some numbers for y'all Because you need to understand something. Did Donald Trump lose New York in the 2024 election? Yes, he did. Do y'all know 43.3% of the population in New York voted for him? He picked up 3,578,899 votes. Did you know that it was an improvement from what he did in 2020 when he only got 37.7% of the vote and Biden got 60.9%? Did you know that? Did you know that the 3,578,899 votes, the 43.3% that Donald Trump achieved in 2024 was one of the largest Republican swings in the nation, narrowing the Democratic margin by over 10 points, which is something he bragged about. But then you're going to shove all of that aside and tell New Yorkers, bump y'all, kiss my ass, go find someplace else to do a watch party because I'm coming to the Garden. Really? That's what you're going to do? You're going to be that selfish? Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, mainly kids, that can't afford to get into the Garden, are going to be outside, and now they got to have the watch party canceled. There will be no watch party outside of Madison Square Garden just because he arrives, just because he's coming. Oh, they're going to have it in Central Park. Oh, they're going to have it in Bryant Park. Yo, but not outside the Garden. We ain't even getting into the travel portion, how people like myself and others literally got to be there 4 or 5 hours early. You can't drive. You got to take the subway. But forget all of that. The real crime is the thousands of New York Knicks fans, fans of a New York Knicks team that has now won 13 straight playoff games, that are riding a momentum the like of which we have not seen ever in New York Knicks franchise history, and to some degree in history, period. The only thing that's comparable to it, if the New York Knicks win the next two games, they will have tied the Golden State Warriors of 2017 with KD, with Steph, with Klay Thompson. They would have tied them, having won 15 straight, if they win the next two games. That's what we're talking about here. And this man is threatening to compromise all of that because he wants to show up to the NBA Finals. And y'all okay with that? He should be ashamed of himself. Dolan should be ashamed of himself for inviting him. And I don't want to hear some of these conservatives out here talking about how Jalen Brunson or Carl Anthony Towns. Don't bring them up. They're players that don't want to get political. They ain't going to speak against them. This is the billionaire Dolan, the same billionaire that's given up 250 seats to underprivileged kids for tonight's game and game four. And if there's a game six, it's scheduled to give up 750 seats to underprivileged youth in the city. That same James Dolan has been riding a wave where we have not even mentioned his alarming level of ineptitude spanning the last 27 years as the steward of the New York Knicks franchise. He has been awful until recently. You hire Leon Rose. You bring in World Wide West. They have done an outstanding job. Outstanding. You better re-up them. You better make sure you keep them around. You better make sure they get more money. You better make sure you take care of them. They have resurrected this city. This is a basketball city. Mets and the Giants at MetLife in Jersey. We got to go through the Lincoln Tunnel to watch them. Islanders in Long Island. Devils in New Jersey. Rangers here. Brooklyn Nets, they never were, nor will they ever be, the Knicks. And KD and Kyrie, if the New York Knicks win the championship, they will rue the day elected to take their talents to Brooklyn and New York, in Brooklyn, New York. Because I'm here to tell you something. If KD and Kyrie had come here, and KD put on that show that he put on, and Kyrie was playing, They beat Milwaukee in the conference finals. They beat the Phoenix Suns for the championship. They win it all. Or if they played in the semifinals, they'd have beat Atlanta. They win it all. And KD and Kyrie would have never been looked the same. We know them to be great players and future Hall of Famers. But that's it. They would have been deified in basketball annals had they chose the right brand in New York. That is the Knicks instead of the Brooklyn Nets. They chose a borough over a state. That's just not smart. That's just not smart. You better pick between two New York teams. You choose the Knicks. Because from Buffalo, New York, to the streets of Midtown, to the outskirts of the Hamptons and Long Island, and beyond, everywhere you go in New York State, it's about the Knicks. Nobody think about Brooklyn outside of Brooklyn. Big mistake on their part. But that's a story for another day. The story today is this selfish president of ours. You're supposed to be a New Yorker, man. You're supposed to be a New York Knicks fan. And knowing all of those kids and as excited as this environment, this rabid environment has been, you would sit up there and put your own selfish proclivities ahead of them. I know people saying, "Are you? What the hell surprised you about that, Stephen A?" I'm disappointed. He's a Knicks fan. He's a legitimate, bona fide Knicks fan. And to sit there to know that you're the president and you got these ridiculous pundits talking about, oh, Mayor Mamdani, like Sid Rosenberg and others. Oh, Mayor Mamdani is coming to the game. He ain't the president. Hell, he barely needs security to walk in the garden. Avenues and streets ain't being cut off because of him. You don't do that. 27 years since the New York Knicks been in the finals. 32 years since they had a legitimate shot to win the chip. 53 years since they actually won it. And a man who has been around for it all, Donald J. Trump, is getting in the way. If for nothing else, he's getting in the way of the fervor and the rabidness and the enthusiasm of the Knicks fan base. San Antonio Spurs are a young team. When you have the weight of the state of New York draped down upon you, that might be too much to overcome. For all we know, Trump might have given them a boost. And I'm here to tell y'all right now, and I'm going to state it for the record. We lose tonight's game, I'm blaming the president. I'm blaming the president of the United States. I'm telling y'all that right now. I'm giving you a headline ahead of tomorrow. If the New York Knicks lose game three, this is on Donald Trump. You got no business here. No president has a business here. If it was Barack Obama, I'd say the same thing. If it was W. Bush, if it was Clinton, hell, if it was Reagan, I'd say the same thing. I don't give a damn who it is. No sitting president has any business showing up in Midtown Manhattan for the NBA Finals, knowing the congestion and the inconvenience if his presence is going to cause. It is thoughtless. It is selfish. And it's sad. Because yet again, he is showing that he is thinking about himself and not a damn soul else. Everybody want to call me, oh, he's going to get booed. They're going to boo the living hell out of him. That ain't the damn point. You might boo him or dislike him because you don't like his style. You don't like his politics. You don't like this, that, or the third. That ain't the issue. The issue is he has no business at the game. No president does. Yes, presidents have gone to the World Series before. I know that. I have that information. I'm fully aware of that. There are presidents that have gone to the World Series. I'll even give them to you. Got my research right here. Multiple presidents attended the World Series throughout the 20th century. Woodrow Wilson became the first president to attend a World Series game on October 9th, 1915. Others who attended, including Calvin Coolidge, 1924, Herbert Hoover, 1929 to 1931, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1933 and 1936, Dwight Eisenhower, 1956, Jimmy Carter, 1979, Ronald Reagan, 1983, and George W. Bush, 2001. Trump himself attended the game five of the 2019 World Series with the Washington Nationals and the Houston Astros. That was in Washington, by the way, right down the block from the White House. That kind of makes sense. That's the World Series. That's a stadium seating anywhere from 70 to 80,000 people with multiple exit points. It ain't the Garden, seating no more than 19,000. Barely got an exit to leave out of other than one. That is incredibly, incredibly congested in the heart of New York City, right off of Madison Avenue, between 31st and 33rd Street. Or 34th Street, 33rd. And you would pick that game to go to. New York Knicks lose this game, I'm blaming the President of the United States. I'm accusing him of betraying New Yorkers. I'm accusing him of shoving aside the concerns and what's working for New York. Winners of 13 straight playoff games for his own selfish, narcissistic motives. That is what I am saying. I'm calling it out right here, right now. It's unconscionable for him to show up. There's no excuse for it. More than 3.5 million voters from New York City in New York voted for you. Over 43% inroads against the Democratic Party. A lot of youngsters, too. The ones you shoving aside like yesterday's trash just so you can attend the NBA Finals game. New York Knicks lose this game. I'm putting it on the President of the United States. If they lose this game and they give the San Antonio Spurs momentum, I'm blaming it on the President of the United States. He has no business at this game. This is not about politics. This is not about Republican or Democrat. This is not about liberal or conservative. This is not about policies. This is about compromising and inconveniencing a fan base that has uplifted the New York Knicks and has this franchise riding a wave unlike it's ever seen before. And we've got the San Antonio Spurs by the you know what. It's in the palm of our hands. It's right there for the taking. And this man is jeopardizing it all just because he want to be seen at a basketball game. You ain't go to no NBA Finals game before. What you here now for, as the president I'm talking about? You served office from 2016 to 2020. You ain't go to NBA Finals game then. You've been back in office since 2024. You ain't go to NBA Finals game then. Oklahoma City won last year. Hell, the South has supported you. You didn't go to that game. What you doing it now for? Need to stay home. But that's not what he has elected to do. And as a result, he is jeopardizing the momentum of the New York Knicks. I'm telling you right now, they lose game three. It's on him. And chances are he probably doesn't give a damn. His attitude is probably, hell, I didn't win the state anyway. I'm not running for re-election. We better not lose this game. You think I've been on him before? I'm going to be on his ass like back pockets. Like white on rice. You got no business doing this. He doesn't belong at this game. No president does. None of them. Democrat, Republican, Independent, I don't give a damn. You don't belong at the NBA Finals. It's too congested. You're compromising the experience of the fans. They deserve better. They deserve better, especially from him when it comes to the city of New York. Triple A Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. We'll get to your phone calls in a minute, discussing the NBA Finals, discussing the president's imminent arrival to the NBA Finals. Imminent and unwelcomed, by the way, to the NBA Finals. Madison Square Garden watch party canceled due to security concerns. Popular outdoor watch party outside Madison Square Garden has been canceled after U.S. Secret Service and NYPD determined that security requirements surrounding President Donald Trump's attendance at Game 3 was too extensive. Fans will still have several options to watch the game. However, public watch parties are scheduled for Central Park, Brooklyn Bowl, and Bryant Park, which was added as an alternative venue. According to organizers, Bryant Park was selected after authorities ruled that an MSG outdoor watch party could not be held because of heightened security measures tied to Trump's appearance. Fans attending Game 3 should expect airport-style security screening and a strict no-bag policy. Madison Square Garden announced that all guests will undergo enhanced screening procedures and are encouraged to bring only essential personal items to help expedite entry. Officials are recommending that ticket holders arrive at least 2 hours before tip-off due to expected delays in security points. I heard it's really 4 hours. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You would think the president has more important things to do. Iran, Strait of Hormuz, Israel, Russia, Ukraine, local issues, inflation, immigration, affordability, economy. You think he had more important things to do. But he wants to floss at the expense of New York Knicks fans. It's wrong. It's wrong. 888-MAD-DOG-6, 888-623-3646. Your calls are more in a minute. You're listening live to Stephen A., Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio.